It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, welcome everyone out there in radio land. I'm George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show. Our number here is 251-343-0106 if you want to give us a call, or you could text us at that same number. You can also listen to our broadcast via your cell phone or via the internet at fmtalk1065.com. And I have a lot of folks listening out of our listening area, out of state, even out of country, folks. Folks are listening. So we are here, and we have a lot to talk about. And unfortunately, it is not good news that we have to talk about. And, you know, I think about school shootings, and I'll get into that during our next segment. But prior to that, we're gonna play Dick Morris because he has some very good thoughts regarding our former President Trump. Here he is, Dick Morris.
Why is Donald Trump increasingly popular and are his ratings improving, even as he gets hit with every possible negative you could have, including four potential criminal investigations? I think the answer is that more and more, Trump's anger against the deep state is matching the anger of the average person. In the past, Trump has been out ahead, and his anger and his desire for major change was seen as unsettling and seen as acerbic. Now, increasingly, it's seen as appropriate because the misconduct of the deep state has risen to the point where it matches Trump's outrage. And anyone who looks at what they're doing to him and then looks at how Trump reacts says, well, that's completely logical and rational, and I understand why Trump feels that way. In other words, the road is coming up to meet the rubber, and what seemed extreme and out of place in previous years now seems fully appropriate.
All right, folks, that's Dick Morris. A short one, short segment this time. But, you know, my interpretation of what he is talking about is all of these things, even when President Trump was the president and he's done so many things and he's talked about so many things, it seemed like everything he's talked about is coming true. I mean, really true. Now, you know, he talked about the Russian conspiracy. You know, that has come true. It has been proven that it was a bunch of lies paid for by the Democratic Party and had FBI informants and top-level FBI agents involved. I mean, that's true. That has been proven. So, and other things that he's talked about. He's talked about the prices of goods due to the fact that President Biden shut down the oil production in America, the drilling. He shut that down. Okay? Now, when you shut down gas and oil, which is what we need to deliver goods from the companies to the market to the people, prices go up. And he said that. And that was true. You can't dispute that. Nobody can. And then the way we're looking for oil from our enemies, Venezuela, Iran, Russia, we've been shopping for oil from these folks. And look what Saudi Arabia. Now, I'm really concerned with Saudi Arabia, folks, because we're going to get into that during the next segment. But Saudi Arabia has been a great ally to America and to Israel, okay? But it appears now that their relationship with us has crumbled because of this administration. And look at what happened. Now, all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia is friendly with Russia, friendly with Iran. I mean, something is happening here, folks. Something is happening, okay? We need Saudi Arabia to be our ally. But because of this administration, you see what happened with the gas prices when Biden went over to Saudi Arabia and he tried to get them to do more production. More production, lower prices. That's the way it is. Less production, higher prices for a barrel of oil. Okay? So what happens when the production goes down? Prices go up, folks. There's no if, no ands, no but. We need these allies. And we've been allies for a long time. Israel. Okay? Biden, I heard today on one of the radio broadcasts that he doesn't want to meet with the Israeli government, Netanyahu and his cabinet now. Okay? We need those relationships, folks. We need them. We have been allies for a long time, and all of a sudden, over the last 2.5 years, our relationship with these with those countries have soured. That is not good. Does anybody out there think that Russia would have attacked Ukraine if President Trump was still in office? I don't think so. Do you think China would have shot down, Russia would have shot down the U.S. drone in international territory under President Trump? I don't think so. Do you think that China would be doing what they're doing under President Trump? No. No, folks. No. They're doing it under this administration, under the Harris administration, and under the Biden administration. They're doing it. They're doing it. China right now is all over Africa. All over Africa. Hell, they own part of it, from what I hear, the Panama Canal. They spent a lot of money to widen the Panama Canal. Okay? And we gave that up on another Democrat, President Carter. President Carter. The Afghan people, the good Afghan people, how do you think they feel about the U.S.? The way we deserted them over there and left all of that equipment for the Taliban. And it's unbelievable because the Taliban took pictures of a lot of that equipment to show the world what the coward U.S. troops left over there. Oh, and then President Biden said we will not leave any Americans behind. Well, the Secretary of State before the committee in Washington said that I think 170-some Americans over there, and some of them are being held hostage. They kept that on the wrap, folks, but they couldn't while they were testifying in Washington. Okay? This is what the Secretary of State said. And Biden said no Americans will be left behind. They were and they are, folks. Okay? So that was a lie. So you Democrats, are you proud of this administration? If you are, something is wrong with you. Unbelievable. There are currently Americans being held hostage in Afghanistan. As per the Secretary of State. Okay? the Secretary of State. When are we going to get them out? Now, Biden did everything in the world to get the female basketball player who got caught with drugs in Russia out of Russia. Okay, he did everything in the world. He got her out. What are he doing? What is he doing to get our American workers, okay, contract workers out of Afghanistan? They kept it quiet, folks. They kept it quiet. We're in trouble, folks. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I am your host, George Williams, and we are on a mission. We're definitely on a mission. And, you know, before the break, I was talking about our American contractors and citizens being left behind in Afghanistan when the government, from the president on down, said that no Americans will be left behind. Well, now they just admitted before the Congress in Washington hearing, congressional hearings, that there are Americans left behind and there are Americans being held hostage in Afghanistan. And I can relate to what they're talking about, folks. First of all, I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran in Vietnam. And the difference is we were a regiment. We were a battalion. There were many of us, okay? We were an infantry platoon, infantry squad, infantry company, infantry battalion. That's different. We have a lot of support. But when we, as Americans, go overseas, I spent nearly 6 years in South America and nearly 6 in Africa. Folks, you're out there by yourself. You don't have those troops behind you. You don't have, the air wing helicopter pilots and fighter pilots with you. You're living in the city, you work out of the embassy or the consulate, and you don't have all of that firepower behind you. At the embassy, you may have Marines, but they're guarding the embassy, folks. They're guarding the embassy. You're really on your own out there, okay? And I've can tell you, I was there as a DEA agent and Army Reserve, which was kind of secret, doing my Army duties and doing my Department of Justice DEA duties, working with the police and the military. And those are the guys that we had to rely on in case something happened. But then again, who could you trust out of those outfits? Fortunate for us, we had people that we trained and that we could trust, okay? But the average American employee over there who worked for different agencies, the visa section, the commerce section, they don't have anybody. They're by themselves. At least we carried weapons over there, and we were always with military and law enforcement. So that was a lot more security for us. Even though in Africa, one of my agents was kidnapped and took a .45 in the chest. They took his vehicle, et cetera, et cetera. And he was able to crawl back to his compound, and we sent him out to England. To Germany, and they took the bullet out, and he's retired now, but he was ambushed, And I talked to him, and when he was in that ditch, he said he felt so all alone, okay? So all alone. But luckily, the people at the compound heard the shooting, and they got him. They found him, and he was alive. But other than that, folks, forget about it. Forget about it. Look what happened when the when Clinton and Obama was in office and they hit the embassy over in Libya, right? And they killed the ambassador. That's what I'm talking about, folks. You don't have that security like you do in combat. When you're over there, you're at the mercy of your host, which is the government of the country that you're in. You're at their mercy. You're at their mercy. If they like you, maybe. If they don't, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. So my point is that to hear the Secretary of State, to hear the President, the Vice President, the Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, General Milley, General Austin, who's the Secretary of Defense, what they did, folks, is criminal to me by leaving all of that equipment in Afghanistan and leaving those Americans behind and lying about it. They lied about it. And now, on the pressure from Congress, they admitted that Americans were left behind. They admitted that some of those Americans are being held hostage in Afghanistan. Okay? So this is a government that you Democrats are proud of. And you'll probably vote again for the Democrats. Now, why, folks, would you do that? Why? This is the same president who said they had nothing to do with China. And now records have shown, bank records, there's always a paper trail, folks, always a paper trail, have shown that they've received, I think about $11 million so far from Chinese, from the Chinese. And look, let me tell you, in my opinion now, based on what I know, any company in China, any company is associated with the Chinese intelligence and the Chinese government. Okay? So when you're dealing with those companies, you're dealing with the Chinese government, just like TikTok. He testified the other day for about 5 hours, and he did not want to answer any questions. The so-called CEO of TikTok. Okay? Because he knew he couldn't. He'd be killed. He would be killed. And the U.S. have proven that TikTok is associated with the Chinese intelligence. That's why I am assuming they will put a ban on them. They will ban them. Several countries have already done it. We need to get on that totem pole, and we need to do it. We need to ban them. And all of you out there, please don't sign up for them. That intelligence information, the questioning, when you sign up and they ask you all these questions, etc., you're giving them information that they're going to be able to use. It may be 20 years from now. Some of you young people may want to be a politician. You may want to be a senator. And if the Chinese don't like you, and you're running, they can come up with a lot of information that they've collected on you via TikTok. Okay? So think about that. Think about that. That's why I feel they should ban them permanently out of the U.S. It is a Chinese company. They are associated with the Chinese intelligence and the Chinese government. And they are a danger. They are a danger. Now, when we get to the border situation, the President Biden was in Canada. Embarrassing. Very embarrassing, okay? And I've said this before, folks. We talk about the southern border. There's no northern border, in my estimate. No northern border. Where are they manning it at? They'll man certain locations, and then they put a chain across it and close it down. That's not a border. How do you think a lot of those folks up in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, how do you think they came to America via the northern so-called border? Okay? Via that border, which I don't think is a border. So what are we talking about? Then we get to the southern border. And folks who are wanted, international criminals, everything, they are coming across the border. Some of them are getting caught. How many have come across the border and have not been caught? How many Chinese illegally do we have? How many Latinos do we have that are coming in? How many Iranians? How many Iraqis? Okay. How many Middle Easterners are coming in that we don't know? We are in a dangerous time, folks. We don't know who's in our country. We don't know how much technology they're collecting on behalf of those countries. And how are we going to make that determination? A lot of folks came in under Obama into the U.S. government. And that's what the Trump administration was talking about. Those people come in, they're in the government now. How do you get them out, folks? Okay? We have been invaded, and we better start doing something about it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. Let us continue on our mission, okay? It's such a shame what's happening in our school systems and at our schools all over the U.S. You know, the other day we had this shooting in Nashville. And I don't know why or why not have they hired off-duty cops, military personnel, retired police to be at these schools. Okay. In addition to that, folks, why not put weapon detection systems in the school? And the reason I say that is over the past month and a half, how many young folks have carried weapons into the school? They get them in their backpack. Some of them are show them to some of the students, and they tell the teachers, and whammo, in their backpack, there's a weapon. Folks, we've got to change. This got to change. Hire off-duty, or not off-duty, but hire retired law enforcement, retired military, and put them in those schools. Purchase metal detectors, folks. It's no big thing. You could put two or three of them, and the students come in, they go through a metal detector. And so even if they had a backpack, they can, you put it on the conveyor and you check it. And nobody will be able to come into that, to that school without going through a metal detector, where they have two security folks manning that, armed security folks manning that metal detector. Okay? This is what we're going to have to do. You know, this thing where you, and I see some of the schools around here, and, you see a deputy or a police car, and there's one officer someplace. But that's not enough, folks. That's not enough. You should have at least minimum five armed security people at each school, okay? There's a lot of money wasted in our public school system, folks. But I don't think that those funds will be wasted if you hire well-trained security personnel. And I don't mean going out and getting junior security company. No, I don't mean that, folks. I mean going out, get retired or former, okay? And they have to prove themselves, all right? In handling our weapons, being able to fire, you can't get anybody there and they can't see 50 feet. Who are they going to be shooting at, okay? You can't do that. So we are going to have to do that, and I'm shocked that we've not done it yet. And how can the police afford to have someone, that many folks in a school, when you Democrats are talking about defunding the police? Okay? Defunding the police. It's going to be expensive, but it's going to save lives. And a life can be your child, your grandchild, your great-grandchild, your friend's child. And look at the administrators. I mean, three students who were, 9 years old, somewhere around there, and three adults were killed. Can you imagine if we had a metal detector and all the doors locked from the outside? But inside, if there's something happened, you'd be able to push that door from the inside, and the folks can get out in case of fire or something like that. But can you imagine? When school is open and classes begin, you have to come through one way, one door, and you've got a couple armed individuals protecting that school with a metal detector, okay? You wouldn't have this, folks. You wouldn't have all these shootings. Right now, the schools are open. Schools are open. And you're members of the State Board of Education, you governors, you've got to come up with a solution. Right now, you're fighting zero. You can only blame yourself if something happened in these schools. You mayors, you city council folks, you county commissioners, you've got to find money. Mr. President, Mr. Biden, all the money that you have allocated in the budget, all the money that you've given to our enemies, okay, use that money for U.S. purposes. Use their money to save our children, our grandchildren. We have a lot of former military, retired military, retired police who will jump at the opportunity, folks, to protect lives, okay? We have them. So, Mr. Biden, some of that money that you're giving overseas and you're giving to illegals here in America, you know, you establish this for them. They living in motels, hotels. Use that money for our children, for the safety of our children. That's what you need to do. You governors, you've got money. Start doing that. Sending it down to the cities and the county government. Okay? You've got to do it, folks. You've got to. Or this will continue. This will definitely continue. This is, I'm sure this won't be the last incident. Okay? You've got to do it. And you got, even in churches, folks, you have to have security in your church. Dr. Martin Luther King's mother was in church, in service. Somebody went there and shot and killed her. In Atlanta. That happened to Dr. Martin Luther King's mother. Unfortunately, that is the society we're living in, folks. And it seems like our children cannot go to school in safety. And I feel it's that way because we adults, you politicians, it's not important to you. If it was important to you, you would allocate funds for those individuals that we're talking about that can protect your children's lives. Okay? If you notice, all of these school, majority of these shootings in these schools were due to an open door policy. Open door policy. Can you imagine if that policy was in effect in Parkland, Florida, where those 17 to 18 students were killed? Can you imagine? That person would not have been able to bring that gun into the school. The shooting the other day in Nashville. Can you imagine if they would have had guards, armed guards there, and the metal detector, he wouldn't have been able to get into that school. Okay? He wouldn't have been able to. So I think this subject is very important. I think we have to wake up, America, you politicians, both Republicans and Democrats. Okay? You should put more focus on our children. Via our schools. If you don't, you, in my opinion, you are responsible for what happens. So, that is my thought on this situation. The massacres that are happening in those schools. That's my fault. That is my, you know. It's unbelievable. And I get angry when I say that, folks. I really get angry when I even think about it. It's so simple. It is so simple that we are in law, who have been in law enforcement, the military, and I've told some of the politicians that. Let's do that. Let's allocate funding. But we have to start in Washington, folks, because that's where the majority of the funding is. That's where the majority of the funding is being directed to other causes. Other causes. Okay? We're going to have to nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. We're going to have to do that. So let's think about it. You who are in our listening area, who are listening to me, talk to your politician. Talk to them. Send letters to your governors. The governors hold all the funds that come in from the federal government. Okay? Those funds, I know in Alabama, they are sent to your capital cities. Okay? And they're distributed by a representative of the governor. Now, in Alabama, it's ADECO, A-D-E-C-O, ADECA. Okay? They distributed the majority of the funds that comes in from Washington. You members of the House and Senate, you need to start thinking about this. You need to start thinking about it. So, let's do it, folks. Let's protect our children. I don't have any more children in school, but I do have grandchildren. Grandchildren, grandnieces, grandnephews, nieces, nephews. So let's do it, folks. Let's get off of our you know what and protect our children. Let's do it. We need to do that. All right. We are just about to go into our last break. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about something else. And my thing is, when you get a job and you're there for 20, 25 years, maybe 30 years, you should be looking forward to a retirement, to funding from that job so that you can live comfortably. Folks, that's not happening, which is pitiful. And after our break, I'll tell you why I made that statement, folks. Okay? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host. Our number here is 251-343-0106. Now, before the break, I was talking about jobs and careers, okay? Now, I have some relatives who have worked 25 and 30 years at a certain company, and they left, and they were one, this was a month ago, he said, I'm retiring. I said, how many years you have at this company? He said, 26. I said, oh, what kind of pension are you going to get? Oh, I don't get a pension. I have a 401. Wait a minute now. You've been at this job over 25 years, and you don't have a pension? So how are you going to live? Well, my Social Security, I have to live on my 401 till I get my Social Security. When will you be eligible for your Social Security? About 3 years. Now, wait a minute. Your 401 is not going to be that much. So you have to do what? How are you going to live? You still got notes and you're married? Well, I guess I have to go out here and find another job. Folks, that's not the way it should be. You younger folks out there who are looking for a career and the first thing I will tell you is when you look for a career and you see a job that you want, make sure that job have a retirement system so that when you're there, after you're there for 25 or 30 years, you get a retirement. Why work at a job all that time? And if you're not eligible for Social Security, then you're hurting. And I remember when my uncle told me one of his buddies had retired and he was talking about getting a pension. And my uncle said, well, I thought you retired. He said, well, I did. My uncle told him, look, in my understanding, when you retire, you get a pension. You get a pension. You retire with a pension. So if you're not getting a pension, you're not retiring, you're quitting. You're quitting that job. You're not retiring. You're quitting. So my advice to young folks, when you get a job, you make sure they have a retirement system. So that when you do turn 55 or 60 and you've been there for 25 or 30 years, at least you can look forward to something. Now, that is the case in most state jobs, okay? They have a state retirement system and cities or counties are participating in that. But if they're not, don't do it. I remember I stayed with the federal government, and I can remember being there a couple of years and being glad that I, after being there for 20 years, I can retire, like the military. I don't care what age, you go there, 18, 17, you can retire in 20 years. No ifs, ands, or buts, okay, with 20 years. Same way with different law enforcement. If you're an 1811, which is a federal criminal investigator, DEA, FBI, Secret Service, Customs agent, IRS agent, that is considered hazardous duty. And you can retire at 20 years, but the only thing is you must be 50 at that age to retire. But you could still say, you join at 20, at 35. Spend 20 years, you can retire at 55. Okay? If you join at 50, at 30, 20 years at 50, you can retire. You can retire. So that was my incentive to make sure I had a retirement. Because let me tell you something, folks. It doesn't take long for those years to accumulate, okay? It does not take long. So, and I've had like three cousins and friends who have been working and saying that they were retired. And I find a lot of medical people that happen also. With some of medical people, they, if different in some of these hospitals. Some of them have retirement system. But if you're, say, RN and you work private duty nurse and stuff like that, you're not going to get a retirement. You're going to quit. You're going to quit. You're not going to get a retirement. So if you're looking for a job, folks, make sure the employer has a retirement system. So that after spending 25, 30 years there, you can live pretty comfortable, pretty comfortable. Depending on how big of a spender you are, but at least you know you have some funds coming in and to take care of some bills. But if you work, and I was shocked that some of the companies in Alabama that does not have a retirement. I was shocked. And I'm still shocked. I said, well, I thought they had a retirement system. Oh, no. No. So check your personnel office, folks. Those of you who are working for your company, I don't care what company, go and check your personnel office and see if they have a retirement system. If they don't, leave that job and find one that does have it. Okay? Because you're going to be hurting. My cousin is hurting. He had to go find more work until he's eligible for Social Security. And that's not going to give you anything. Yeah, what are you going to make in Social Security? Folks, my Social Security check is less than $300. Now, when I was receiving my quarterly statement, it says $18, $19, $2,000 every month. But then after I retired, they punished me because they said you retired from the federal government. But I put the money in. That was my money. That was my money. Okay? So retirement, depending on the economic area you live in, okay, the hardship area. But don't rely on that Social Security. Because right now it's what, 62, but the age is, I think right now it's 65. Okay? And if you're in a very low expenditure area, you're going to get less money. But if you're in one of those high, like New York, New Jersey, South Florida, you get more money from your retirement. So think about that, folks. And I'm really serious about that because I've been meeting so many people down here who have retired, but they don't have a pension. And don't rely on that 401. Folks, it's still eligible for taxes, okay? You're not going to get any money from that, not much, because I think there's still, what, 35% they take out for that 401? So I'm really passionate about this, and because I see it happening to so many people, and I asked them, well, why stay in the job when you know you're not going to have a retirement system? I don't know. The answers I get are mind-boggling, okay? Mind-boggling. So you folks out there, make sure you get you go to your personnel and ask them about what kind of retirement system they have for you. All right, folks, that's the end of the show. Very sad show tonight. I didn't have too much happiness to report tonight, folks, but I gave you a lot to think about. Maybe next week it'll be a lot happier show. Until that time, Vicon Dales, everybody. We'll be right back.